April is always a busy month for me and my family because it is Autism Awareness Month. And I've got these three kids over here with special needs who are all diagnosed on the spectrum at different degrees. Cameron has tested off the spectrum. The doctors have given me paperwork that says she has a history of autism. All of her test scores are at or above grade level, and she's doing well socially. Brandon is coming along, and my little Daniel is lagging behind, but he's just a little engine that could. He's just trying his heart out to keep up with his peers, I tell you. And I'm just so grateful to God for all of the things that they are able to do. We celebrate the small victories, the nights where we don't have to change the bed sheets, the days where we don't have any meltdowns, you know, the opportunities that we have with the kids to go places. And, you know, they have sensory friendly rooms that we can go to calm down. Those are the things that we celebrate. And today is actually World Autism Awareness Day. And typically I've got a book out, or I'm, you know, out in the community on World Autism Day. And what I've been doing all day is connecting with organizations, folks, at the Minnesota Autism Center, saying, how can we work together? How can we get out there? How can we make sure that people don't forget about our kids? 'Cause, you know, they're kids today, but at some point my kids are not going to be, 18 and 8, 9 and 10. They're going to be 18, 19 and 20. And I want to make sure that their friends now, who be their coworkers and managers and bosses later, understand today what autism is. So that when they're hiring, when they have to take up for my babies, if they're being bullied, they'll have the tools that they need to understand what my kids are going through. That's why I'm working so hard. And that's why I'm also partnering with Sarah Drever. She's the director of development at the Minnesota Autism Center. And we have got an event coming up that I want to tell y'all about, because Sarah says, Shaletta, listen, we love you. We know folks love you. And we've got some seats at this event where you're going to be speaking. There's lunch that's provided. The room is only half full. Do you have some people you want to invite? I said, girl, I want to invite you on my show so that we can let all of the folks who listen know about this amazing event. It is a lunch and learn on Monday, April 17th from 11 to 2 at the Minneapolis Marriott West. Dr. Jacob is going to be there. I'm going to be there. And I am so grateful that the Minnesota Autism Center is putting on this lunch and learn. And it is not just for parents who have kids with autism. It's for therapists, educators. It is for neighbors and caregivers. It is for any and everybody, because all of us have been impacted in one way or another by someone on the spectrum. And so I'm so glad that Sarah is joining me, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Bank Hotline. First of all, thank you for inviting me to this event on April 17th in St. Louis Park. It is such an honor for me when anybody calls my name and asks me to participate in their event.
Absolutely, Shaletta. We're so excited to have you at both of our April events, and to make sure that your voice is at our table. And that we're there celebrating those small victories along with you.
Now, talk to me about this event on April 17th. I want to make sure, because I know some of my friends, I've been telling them all about it, and they've been registering and getting signed up. One of them even said, Shaletta, I'm taking off from work. I said, Carly, you can't be taking off from work, girl. She said, too late. I already got a sub to work for me in the cafeteria, because she works in the cafeteria. She said, I want to be there at this lunch and learn on April 17th. So talk to me about this event. You know, what you want folks to get out of it, and, you know, what the ultimate goal is.
Yeah, all great questions. The event on April 17th is, it's on a Monday, it's in the middle of the day. We know that it's hard for people to get away, and we have Dr. Suma Jacobs, as you mentioned, and she is phenomenal. She is a research scientist and a physician, and She's got some knowledge that we want to be able to connect people with that otherwise wouldn't be able to. And we can do that by hosting this event and making sure we have lunch available for everybody. We will be providing boxed lunches. So if you're only able to come for a little bit, you can take that meal with you and leave. We understand it's the middle of the day. We want to be as flexible as possible. But we also notice that a lot of events that are in the evening then interfere with other things as well. So we're trying to be flexible. Having this lunchtime quick, you got to take a lunch anyway. You might as well take a lunch with us and learn a little bit as well. And we can bring you some a resource that can update us with research and trends and updated demographics so that we're all in the know about autism, because it does impact more than just the folks that are diagnosed with autism, but loved ones and families as well.
And, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're having this event in the middle of the day, because for parents and caregivers who have kids with autism, evening time is out. A lot of times the only time that we can actually get away to do something is during the day while the kids are at school with a trusted educator. Child care is very difficult to find. And when those kids get out of school, they have to have their routine. So when mom and dad disappear, even if it's for a couple of hours, it could lead to big time meltdowns at the house. And so I just appreciate that you are doing this over the lunch hour when the kids are learning and at school, and it gives us time to sit and breathe and listen and learn. Because this is the thing that I appreciate about Dr. Suma Jacob, is that everything that we knew before COVID is obsolete, and the things that we learned during COVID, guess what, they ain't working no more. And folks wonder why my kids didn't have any regression during COVID. It's because I stay up to date on what the latest news, information, and trends are. Anything that they are teaching kids, anything that is new, I want to know about it so that I can use it with and for my kids so they can have the best success possible. And so these events, like the one you're putting on, Sarah, it's just so educational and full of so much information for parents. And we can sit and take notes over the lunch hour when we don't have the kids pulling at us, when we're not working. It's not over the Zoom, so we're not at home competing with the phone or, something on TV or some other work stuff. We can actually be in a room with like-minded people who may be going through the exact same thing we're going through, and not only find information from Dr. Jacob, but also find strength from each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to make sure that we're calling out that we have two, both yourself and Dr. Jacob, we have women speakers. We have women that identify from BIPOC communities. We want to lift up those voices, because those are the voices and the lived experience that should be educating and reaching out and offering those connections for mentorship and for friendship.
And it is going to be an amazing event. I just got 3 DMs from folks who want to know how they can register and get signed up for the Lunch and Learn. Minnesota Autism Center is putting this on April 17th from 11 to 2 at the Minneapolis Marriott West. Lunch is provided. And the one thing that I love about this is it is F-R-E-E. It is free. And so I just really appreciate that you understand at the Minnesota Autism Center that, as parents with kids who have special needs, we are cash strapped. And, if the money ain't going on co-pays, it is going on weighted blankets. If the money ain't going on weighted blankets, it's a lot. It's a lot that we have to deal with financially that a lot of people don't even understand. So to have an event like this that we really need to go to, and to have it to be free, girl, God bless you. I appreciate it. But folks want to know how they can sign up.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you calling out this event and having me on your show to talk about it. And folks can absolutely email me, and I am happy to get them registered and figure out what they want for their meal. And my email is my first name, Sarah, that's S-A-R-A-H, .Driever, that's D as in drive, R-I-E-V as in Victor, E-R, at M-N-R. autism.org.
Girl, that is amazing that you are doing this event for free, lunch provided, information. We can gather together as a community and find strength from each other and also access these resources and hear these stories that sound so much like our own. So I just want to remind people, Monday, April 17th from 11 to 2 at the Minneapolis Marriott West. It is free. Lunch is provided. I'll be there. Dr. Jacob will be there. Again, this is not just for parents who have kids with autism. This is for all of us. This is for the entire community. So we want people to come out, get registered, meet us there, spend the lunch hour with us so that we can all grow and learn from each other. Now, Sarah, you got the hold on, girl, because when we started planning this, you had another idea for us to work together. And I am also equally as excited about this as I am about that. What Sarah and I have up our sleeve is going to blow your mind, and we want you to have fun with us. So don't go anywhere. We will reveal that secret next. I am so happy about this event, okay? I just have to tell you, I was a little bummed out that I won't have a book coming out this month for Autism Awareness Month, because for the past 3 years, I've published a children's book about my kiddos who have autism and their journey to help inspire and educate and motivate and offer hope to kids who have autism and parents who have children with special needs, that things can and will get better. They did for my kids, and they can for your kids as well. And so this year, you know, it was time for me to write a book about my son, Andrew, who does not have autism. And so we were working on Andrew's book, and he said, Mom, I don't want my book to come out in April for Autism Awareness Month. I want my book to come out on my birthday. And I had to respect that, because his book is all about kids who have siblings with special needs. And it's called I Am Special Too. So instead of that book coming out today, like all the previous books that I've written, it will be coming out on July 31st, which is Andrew's birthday, out of respect for his wishes, because, again, he's special too. He does not have autism, and he wants his book on his birthday his way. So he's a good kid. I said, okay. So I thought, man, I'm bummed out. I'm not going to be doing any book giveaways. I'm not going to be out in the community giving away books like I always do, because I always got a new book for Autism Awareness Month. And so Sarah over at the Minnesota Autism Center said, you ain't got to be bummed out, girl. We can work together, and you can give books away with us at one of our events. You got 3 best-selling autism books. You don't have to have a new books. I'm sure if we do something together, you'll be giving away books to somebody who hasn't already gotten one yet. And I swear to y'all, I absolutely lit up. And so Sarah is back. She is talking to us about this amazing event coming up later this month. It is going to be an open house. We've got balloons. We've got clowns. We got face paints. We got book giveaways. Girl, this is going to be absolutely fun. Don't get me wrong. I love the educational stuff. But when we can just invite kids and parents who have special needs to just come and be themselves and get loved and a free book and have fun, there's nothing else like it.
Absolutely. I'm right there with you. I love the educational component as well. But we decided, you know, we need more than that. And so we're going to have these 2 events. And Shaletta, you've done so much as an advocate for the autistic community in our state. And we want to make sure we help get your books out to people. And Minnesota Autism Center wants to be seen as a resource and connecting people to other resources. And we see you as an essential resource in our community. We're so excited to team up for this event on the 29th. And we're hoping that it's just a really fun Acceptance Month celebration that can be family friendly, that has a lot of different activities so that everybody can find something that will make their day.
And, you know, it is so amazing whenever we invite kids with special needs and their parents. out to an event and just say, you know what, y'all come, be yourselves, enjoy. Yeah. You know, don't worry about anybody looking at you. Don't worry about trying to get your kids to be still. This is an event for us, by us, and our kids can just come and be free and feel love and acceptance. And that's what this month is really all about. So the event is on April 29th. Give them all the details about where they can go, the time and information. It is, again, free. It is, again, yes, free. This is just amazing. I'm just blown away by, you know, the fact that we're able to do this for the community at no cost to them. So give me all the scoop, girl, because I can't wait for everybody to get all the details.
Absolutely. So the event, as we mentioned, is on April 29th. It'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So, again, kind of over that lunchtime, but on a Saturday, so that we're not interfering with work. And again, it's family friendly, so we want you to bring the whole fam, and we've got stuff for everybody. We've got free balloon twisting. We've got a magic show courtesy of Sue's Magic. We've got free cupcakes from Amy's Cupcake Shop. And we will have Yummy Tummy Food Truck on site as well. And this will all be taking place at our Eden Prairie Center. So Max Eden Prairie Center, which is 10180 Viking Drive, but you can also just Google it and that address will pop right up. And our Mac Eden Prairie Center is big and it will be accommodating for everybody. And like you mentioned, Shaletta, we just want to offer an opportunity for everybody to get together and sort of build their own village. We know it's hard trying to find childcare or find activities where everybody in your family, even if they are neurodiverse, even if they're neurotypical and or you have a mixture, an event where everybody can go and feel welcome and included. And we're hoping that this will be that. And our piece de resistance is that we're having you there as well, handing out your books, and we can make sure that folks are able to access that wonderful resource as well.
And, you know, folks will be able to take a tour of the Minnesota Autism Center. And that Eden Prairie Center is amazing. And, you know, people always say, well, you know, what is it about your kids? How are they able to get better so much faster than other children who have special needs? What are you over there doing? And I'm telling people, you got to get over to the Minnesota Autism Center. You know, if you've got kids with special needs, don't wait until the 29th. You can come back on the 29th, but give them a call. Find out what they have available, what's in the secret sauce, because what you are doing, Sierra, over there to help our kids and also educate our parents is amazing. To see the transformations that are taking place, the confidence, the education for the parents, so that we're equipped to help our kids. And you know, when COVID happened and everything shut down, your parents by far were the most educated and had all the tools they need to get in the house and help their children so that they would not have regression. And I like to tell people, you all don't just help the kids, you help the entire family. My kids over here can run therapy sessions with their younger siblings, and they don't even need me. So that when COVID happened, my kids didn't lose any skills because we had already seen what needed to be done in observation and getting those tools and that information that you provide. And we were able to just sit on the floor. The world shut down. I'm not going to wait for it to open back up. I got what I need. And so I want to encourage parents, if you've got kids out there who have autism, if you are a grandparent, if you are an aunt or an uncle or a therapist or an educator, get them this information. Tell them about the big event on April 29th. I'll be giving away my book. We'll have free cupcakes, a food truck. We'll also have a free magic show and balloon twisting over at Minnesota Autism Center, the Eden Prairie campus. But also, even before then, get them over there. Tell them to go to the website, mnautism.org, so they can see the resources. And you'll also be giving tours that day, right?
Yes, we will have the center completely open and accessible, and we will have some staff and leadership and therapists on site. We want people to be able to ask questions and figure out what resources are available and not feel like it's this big mystery what that those therapeutic resources will look like.
Oh, my gosh. Sarah, thank you so much for both of these amazing events. April 17th, April 29th, go to mnautism.org and share that link with your friends.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.